For a long time, I didn't get it. A long time. I was in grind mode. You hear me? Doing the most, saying yes to everything, proving myself, my worth, my value, all through constant motion. But no matter how hard I worked, the peace didn't come, the overflow didn't show up, the opportunities felt forced, the clients were inconsistent, and I couldn't figure out why. Not until I realized something no strategy ever taught me. You see, you can't manifest what your energy doesn't match, and you don't attract from action, you attract from alignment. And that shift right there, that's what changed everything. Not more doing, not more proving, alignment. Now let's get into it. This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say, it's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you are meant for more, then welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. And listen to this. If your effort is maxed out, but your results are minimal, we're not fixing your hustle. We're fixing your frequency. So let's talk about the lie hustle culture sold us. That if you work hard enough, success will come. You can be doing everything, quote unquote, right. Showing up early, taking on extra assignments, being the dependable one at work, helping everybody else succeed while quietly wondering, when is it going to be my turn? You've got the credentials. You've gone to the conferences. You've updated the resume and polished off the LinkedIn, right? And still, you feel stuck, unseen, passed over, and not because you're not smart, not because you're not doing the work, but because deep down, you're not sure it's actually yours to have. You say you want freedom. You say you're ready to build the business, but part of you is still asking, am I really the kind of woman who gets to live like that? And for some of you, the business is already in your spirit. You're Googling how to start. You're saving launch plan PDFs. You keep talking about someday, but taking no steps today. Because deep down, your energy says, I'm not ready. I'm not qualified. What if I fail? Which means you don't feel worthy of ease. You don't feel safe slowing down. And you don't feel like success can come without a struggle. So you grind. But all you're attracting is more struggle. How do I know? Because that was me. I had the systems, the strategy, the structure, but my beliefs, they were off. My energy, scattered, and my mindset, totally fear-based. And it all came to a head one week. I was in full-on hustle mode, staying up till 3 a.m., finishing tasks, tweaking copy, working behind the scenes, convincing myself it was just one more late night, then waking up at 6 a.m. to start my normal schedule, school drop-off, meetings, coaching calls. You know, I was running on fumes and calling it discipline. And for what? By the end of that week, I crashed, and not metaphorically, literally. I needed 4 to 5 full days off. I couldn't look at my laptop. I couldn't think about strategy. I couldn't give not one more ounce of energy because I had burned the candle from both ends and didn't even realize how depleted I was until my body shut me down. And that wasn't purpose. That wasn't passion. That was survival in disguise. And that fear, it became the magnet because you manifest from your nervous system. If you're anxious, overwhelmed, or doubting, you're pushing the very thing you're praying for away. So I had to get real. I wasn't tired because I was just working hard. I was tired because I was out of energetic alignment. And when I finally shifted that, everything else began to follow. Because you don't attract what you say you want. You attract what you believe you deserve. So if your energy is stuck in not yet, your results will stay in delay as well. So if you've been stuck at the edge of your next move, whether it's going after the promotion, launching the offer, or even just saying yes to the idea of your business, it's not because you're not capable. It's because you're trying to do it from a frequency of fear. And listen, the universe doesn't respond to pressure. It responds to alignment. So if you want to build a business, you've got to believe that you're the kind of woman who can. You've got to decide that what's been pulling at you is real and start acting like it. That's how the shift happens. Not from more hustle, but from alignment, from ownership, from energy that matches the outcome you want. Because once you lock into that, you stop chasing. And what you've been waiting on starts showing up for you. Now, here's what I need you to hear today. Attraction doesn't start with doing. It starts with being. So if you want consistent income, you have to be the woman who believes it's already hers. You want ease in your business? You have to be the woman who trusts that she can rest and still rise. And you want soulmate clients? You have to be the version of you who no longer settles or chases. You see, manifestation is an identity game. You only receive what aligns with the version of you you're fully embodying. So your dominant vibration is what becomes your dominant experience. This means you're not creating from hustle anymore. You're creating from alignment, from belief, from calm, from trust. Because aligned energy gets picked up much faster by the universe than forced action ever will. So let's break down what alignment really means and how it's different from hustle. Let's define this clearly for everybody. Hustle is doing more than necessary to feel worthy secure, or in control. It's totally driven by fear, pressure, and lack. Alignment, on the other hand, that's the energetic state where your beliefs, emotions, and actions are congruent with the outcome you desire. So from a law of attraction perspective, you can't manifest what you don't believe you can have. Your internal state is the blueprint for your external results. So here's the shift. You don't attract what you say. You attract what you believe, what you expect, and what you vibrate, which means hustle is often a cover-up. It says, I don't trust that ease works for me. But alignment says, I trust that what's meant for me will come because I'm already living like it's mine. But how do you actually live like it's yours? Let's talk about how to embody alignment daily. Here are three shifts to raise your vibration and work from alignment, not exhaustion. Number one, start your day with embodiment, not your to-do list. Before checking emails or Slack, ask yourself, how would the version of me who already has the result move today? She wouldn't be frantic. She wouldn't say yes to everything. She'd make moves from belief, not fear. Start acting like her now. Number two, protect your frequency like it's your full-time job. If you want to attract next-level opportunities, you need next-level boundaries. That means don't hang out with people who drain you. Don't consume content that keeps you anxious. Don't keep saying yes to things you energetically resent. If it lowers your vibe, it's costing you results. And number three, stop begging and start expecting. This is where most women get stuck. You're praying and journaling, but deep down, you're still doubting. Start practicing expectation. Hold space for what's coming, even if it's not here yet. Clean the room. Prep the calendar. Make space in your schedule. Act like the blessing is already on the way. The universe moves when you move in faith, not fear. And here's your bold move this week. Shift your energy before you shift your strategy. You're not stuck because you're doing too little. You're stuck because what you're doing isn't matching what you're believing. And if that's landing right now, let's go even deeper. Book your Soul Goals Clarity Call and let's reset your strategy, your energy, and your intention. Because this isn't about working harder, it's about attracting smarter. So you can go to ShamikaBrownUpshaw.com/soul-goals-clarity-call and lock in your clarity call. And grab your head game wraps while you're at it. Because when your vibe is rising, your crown should sit right too. Both links are in the show notes. Now, before we wrap, you know I want to leave you with something that anchors the shift from force to flow. And you know it's an affirmation. Because the words you speak have a direct impact on the life you live. They shape your mindset, they train your body, your habits, and your nervous system to follow your lead. So speak life over yourself every single day. Speak with intention and watch what happens. Close your eyes. Put one hand on your heart, one on your belly, and say this like you believe it, because your body is listening. Say this with me. I align with ease. I attract with trust. I no longer chase. What's mine finds me. Say it again, slower this time, and let it land. I align with ease. I attract with trust. I no longer chase. What's mine finds me. And that's it for this week on Tell Your Truth. If this episode helped you remember who you are and how powerful your energy really is, share it. Send it to a woman who's been grinding too hard and receiving too little. Then subscribe, leave a review, and meet me back here next week. Because in episode 14, We're calling out the company you keep and how your circle may be the very thing slowing down your manifestations. Alignment doesn't just happen in your planner. It happens in your people too. And next week, we're breaking it all the way down. Until then, own your truth, claim your power, live your freedom. See you on the next episode.